So, this year, the YRUU group wasn't given a topic or book to base this year's sermon on. So, we decided to come up with our own topic. So, we talked for a bit, and the topic hope came up. We said, all right, that's a really good idea, but let's see if we can find some more ideas so we can have some choices. We talked some more, came up with a few more awesome ideas, but the topic hope kept coming up again and again. We put it to a vote and decided that hope would be our topic. So here are some interpretations that we wrote as to what we think hope is.
The story of Pandora's jar, or box. According to ancient Greek legend, the first woman on earth was named Pandora. There were plenty of men living in a utopian society without sadness, disease, death, or women. Because man had learned the secret of fire, the gods decided that man should be punished and therefore created women. So when the gods created Pandora, each of them gave her one of their own characteristics. Aphrodite gave her beauty, Athena gave her skill at weaving, Hermes gave her curiosity, and the other gods gave her other things. Most importantly, though, Zeus gave her a beautiful jar, not a box, that he was told never to open. Pandora lived happily with her husband, Epimetheus, for many years, but she always wondered what was in the jar. One day, when Pandora was home alone, the curiosity that Hermes had given her finally won. She opened the jar, and all of the evils of the world, all of the evils, sicknesses, and woes of the world came rushing out. She quickly resealed the jar, but too late to stop all but one of its inhabitants from escaping. The only thing left in the jar was hope. But hope was no longer trapped. Hope was captured. Hope was held on to and not released to get away. We all carry these jars within us to this very day. We all carry hope within us. Hope is the thing that lets us hold on in the world. If someone opens their jar and lets go of their hope, they lose everything, because without hope, all is lost.
How does one define the word hope? I was asked the very same question one day in fourth period. As I looked around the room, I saw that some people wrote one word, some wrote two. Some pulled out their phones and wrote the dictionary definition, and a few others wrote a paragraph. Then I looked back at my own paper, and I realized that I was the only one in the room who had written a poem as my definition. I reread my poem, and I took the question to heart. How can we define the word hope? After all, it isn't something you can touch. It isn't something you can hear or smell. You can't even really see it. The dictionary defines hope as a feeling of expectation or desire for a certain thing to happen. It is a feeling and nothing more. Yet feelings are perhaps some of the strongest motivators in this world, especially powerful feelings. Feelings like love, anger, sadness, and yes, hope. Hope can keep people moving forward down the path of life, past places where others have stopped, or worse, given up. Hope gives people the knowledge to know that there is truly a light at the end of the tunnel, even if they can't see it right then. I felt as though hope could have no definition but the word itself. To me, it was like Little Orphan Annie had always said, "The sun will come out tomorrow." Think about that for a moment. It's true, right? The sun will indeed come out tomorrow. But, you ask, what if it rains today? Well, I would answer you with a question in return. Does the rain last forever? And you would answer no. That's what hope is. It is a fluid, somewhat imaginary thing that keeps people positive. It is a feeling, and feelings cannot truly be defined. They are different to each person, and are expressed in different ways, with no two ways alike. Hope is real. Hold it close, keep it safe, Let it be your light in the darkness, and try your hardest to never, ever let it go. That's my advice to you.
Don't you guys look hopeful? All right, I'm going to share with you guys today my quest to hope. I hope. You hope. He, she, it hopes. We hope. They hope. What is hope? According to Google, hope is a noun meaning a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen, or a feeling of trust. Google provided hope in a humorous sentence as an example. He looked through her belongings in hope of coming across some information. Hope is also a verb meaning want something to happen or to be the case, or intend if possible to do something. Another lovely sentence via Google. He's hoping for an offer of compensation. Synonyms for hope are aspiration, desire, wish, expectation, ambition, anticipate. The Office Edition Webster's number 2, New Riverside Dictionary, revised edition, states that hope means to want or wish for with a feeling of confident expectation, or just something wished. Other ways to use hope are to be hopeful, to have hopefulness, to be hopeless, or to be hoping. On the Google search for hope, there are about 518 million results. One of those was a Christian college called Hope College, also an international charity, Hope Worldwide, and Project Hope, which stands for Health Opportunities for People Everywhere. A picture presented that Hope stood for Have Only Positive Expectations. As I scrolled down the webpage, I saw an ad that said, What is hope? I thought, wow, perfect, exactly what I need. It's an article on PurposeCity.com. The first words are, hope is a universal concept. I skimmed the article and found a good quote from the author of The Hunger Games, Suzanne Collins. Hope. It is the only thing stronger than fear. A little hope is effective. A lot of hope is dangerous. So then I was curious. Was this quote in one of her books and I happened to miss it? I'm a big Hunger Games reader. Also, the rest of the article was on the biblical viewpoint of hope, and I wasn't prepared to dive into that pool of God and hope and heaven and hell. So I Googled her quote. The third result on Google was titled, Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Binghamton. The page was an article by Reverend Douglas Taylor titled, Hope, Hunger, and the Truth About Fiction. But I decided I was getting off track and needed to focus on the topic I had been presented with. Hope. I'm a hopeful person. I try to look at the positive outcomes of things. I guess that means I have high hopes, such as, I hope to go to a good college. I hope to get good grades. I hope that I can make a difference. I hope that we can start taking responsibility for the pollution that we produce. Children have hope, too. They hope that they can grow up and be a firefighter or a princess or like their mommy and daddy. Adults have hope. They hope that they can provide for their family, or have a family, or find someone to love. Even grandparents have hope. They hope that their grandchildren will carry on their legacy, and that they will grow up right in this crazy world. I know a few people named Hope. One Hope got her name because her mother thought that we needed more of it in the world. So is hope a want, or do hopes make us want more? Are we greedy because we think our hopes are greater than another's? In Tulsa, Oklahoma, there's a Hope Unitarian Church. I wonder if they can tell me what hope is. The famous Hope Diamond, also known as the King's Jewel or the Blue of France, is at the Smithsonian Natural History Museum in Washington, D.C. I saw the beauty when I was little, when we visited the museum one summer. I got replica earrings in the gift shop. It became known as the Hope Diamond when Henry Philip Hope and the Hope family had ownership of it. It's ironic that it's named Hope, because the Hope Diamond is said to have a curse to those and that brings misfortune and tragedy to those who wear it or own it. So for some, hope can be a gift. It doesn't fix anything, but it can bring comfort that some may need. Or maybe enough hope can fix something. Hope is often a word to describe what's given to people in developing countries with hunger problems, unsafe water, or illness. Austin Gutwein, a young man who has been making a difference for over 10 years now, has an organization called Hoops for Hope. I met him a few years ago at a Christian music festival called Creation. His focus is Zambia, Africa, where his pen pal lives. He helps children with AIDS and malaria. People can organize a basketball shoot-a-thon event to raise money and to give these children hope. Austin is an example of someone with not only hope, but with the willingness to do something with his hope for the better. I have his book, Live to Give, if anyone would like to read it. A group of military wives in 2006 founded the organization Hope for the Warriors that supports U.S. service members, their families, and families of the fallen. The About Us page states at the bottom, "Together we can continue restoring self, family, hope." It is still led by the dedicated military wives who have seen firsthand the physical and psychological wounds in the line of duty. Some families feel that they can never be the same and become hopeless. This organization offers programs and assistance that give hope back to these services and service members and families. It's a gift that many can't even dream of. So you see, hope is fragile. It's so sacred and helpful to so many. It can be so easily given to those who need it. I bet you can think of one person right now who still needs a little hope. So here's a few quotes I would like to share with you. Hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible. When your world says give up, hope whispers, try one more time. Let your hope make you glad. Be patient in the time of trouble and never stop praying, Romans 12:12. But as for me, I will always have hope, Psalm 71:14. So, can you give the simple gift of hope?
So, earlier you all heard me say that I wrote a poem as my definition of hope. I suppose that you're all wondering how that poem went, aren't you? Well, good news for you, I decided to read it. So, my definition of hope goes like this. Hope is a wish, a prayer. Hope is faith in something you can't see. Hope is what you have for life, for the world. Hope fills an empty or battered soul. Hope can heal. Hope pushes us forward towards new beginnings. Hope cannot be defined. Yet the word itself is its definition. Hope is, yet it isn't. Hope is hope. When you leave this sanctuary, you'll notice the blank poster boards in the back. I would like to invite you all to write or draw your definition of hope on one of the boards. And we would all also like to thank you for contributing your definitions. Thank you.